Yeah, I'm grabbing my director, David, to answer whatever questions you have and the pricing that you've requested to. I'm pretty sure you will love this.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Chen. One moment.
All right. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it. Hi, Jim. How are you doing today?
Very good, David.
Fantastic. Now, I'm the director here at Local Splash in charge of the California area. So we'll go ahead and see what we have in store for you. Now, I already found your business profile. And I see you ranking well on the local map section, right? So basically what we can do to help you out down at Bernardino's Air Conditioning is, have you ever thought of upgrading to the Google Verified service?
Excuse me?
Have you ever thought of taking your business into the Google Verified network? Do you know what Google Verified is, how that works?
No, explain it to me.
Okay. So what Google Verified is, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program, right? So you're going to find guys like American AC Heat Plumbing, Con Air Conditioning, Affordable Heating and Air, you know, all with over 1,000 reviews. American AC is at 3,000. This is the program they run to keep their crews busy, right? The reason being is they partner their business with Google now, and they set a budget for the business, right? They're able to draw pre-qualified exclusive leads at a set cost whenever they need more business, right? It's a very very manageable system. You're able to turn it on and off as you see fit to fill out the holes in your schedule. Now, about how many crews do you have going with for you right now?
Crews, I got about 14 employees.
14 employees. So you got, at any given time, 7 to 10 trucks running at once?
10 trucks.
10 trucks, okay. So with that being said, I mean, a lead budget, the minimum they'll let you start at would be 13 leads, right? Now, for 10 trucks, I mean, just depending on how busy you guys are, would be pretty much where you want to set that budget at. Does that make sense?
How much is the budget?
Yeah, so I'm pulling that cost per lead for you right now. I mean, the monthly recurring rate sits at $249. It bills once a month for that amount.
Sorry, how much was it? How much was it?
$249. Bills once a month for that amount. Okay, now that includes your Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri and Alexa. Okay, we'll also take care of an active Yelp listing for you. Now, I see you have your website up already. Who's hosting that for you?
GoDaddy.com.
Okay, so you own the domain and you did like the yearly or 2-year subscription?
Yeah, I don't recall, but I have, we have 3 air conditioning companies, different locations. So I want to tell you a history about us.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. So we've been in business for 37 years. We, in 1995, when Google started, we started with a company called U.S. Website Builders, and we've been really loyal to them from 1995 up to today, 2026. We were using them. We never switch. And so they had account, et cetera. They have control of our account. But I didn't know that they switch ownership. And the new owners is like, I don't know how to explain it, but there's really like, he was all into making money, not really helping us out. Like sometimes we need this to for him to get his income, whatever his revenue, mm-hmm. he'll do it. But okay, so what I learned from 20 years ago, that we were always into natural listing. And it's just like, I know natural listing, about 80% of the people will click onto the natural listing. About 20% of the people will click on the pay-per-click or sponsors, what they call it now. Before it used to be called pay-per-click. And we tried that too before, but it's just a certain customer. I don't know. I'll do it. If that's what you specialize on, I'll do it. But we like leaning to, also paper on natural listing, organic. Just like if you're Googling something, you want to Google, you don't click on sponsors, you click on natural listings. So with the best reviews, etc. And so that's what we like. The paper.
You have an amazingly strong profile, right? And that's why I recommended this program, because here's the deal. And you said a couple things that I just want to clarify for you. So pay-per-click is still a real ad campaign that can be run, right? However, it's different than the ad campaign that I'm talking about right now, okay? So a pay-per-click, basically, it'll be a sponsored ad. Somebody clicks there. You're deducted about $10 most of the time for the click, right? Now, here with the Google Verified program, just a quick, have you done a search recently in your area, just, you know, home AC repair near me or home AC installation?
Search, yes. You search.
You've done one lately? Okay, so when you do that search, now up top, you're going to find this new category of businesses, right? When you click on affordable heating and air, what you're going to see is that big blue badge that says verified. This business has been verified by Google. Then it'll have a bullet point. Google does not hide the results. So he's had 80 plus bookings nearby in the past 2 weeks, right? And it'll show you right there. It says past license check. He has a C20. It'll have the numbers there, background check, and past all checks. This is what I'm recommending for you because this is where the top customers shop. This is why every one of these companies is performing very well, right? The longer you stay here, the more it piles up. Now, the cost per lead is at $51 for a qualified lead. The only time you pay for the lead is when you successfully gain the appointment with the client. So if a client calls you and it says Google Verified, what they're going to hear is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor. You then get the call. AI is going to start automatically analyzing that phone call. If at the end you do success, go ahead.
How much is it per click?
It's not a per click cost. They can click all day long and research you all they want. You'll never be charged. They can call you and you're still not charged. The only time you're charged with Google Verified is when you gain the appointment with the client, right? So client says, go ahead, come on over. So that way we can get this done. That is a qualified lead.
Yeah, how much is that?
$51.
$51? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And that's what the affordable heating, that's what these guys are running, right? Your area, those companies that are went over with you. Okay, so here's the deal. You got to have at least $250K in general liability and carry the C20. As long as you have both of those, we can submit the application. Now, on the application.
We have a C20 and like $1 million liability.
Okay, great. So then you're pre-qualified right now. Now, what they'll do is they're going to do a background check for no felonies in the past 7 years. That will be with you, the owner. All right. Now, as long as that's not a problem, you'll supply either a valid driver's license, state ID, or United States passport, and then your business would then be accepted. Typically, this process can take anywhere from about 30 to 45 days for the application to come back as approved.
That's fine.
Okay, once the application is approved, you are then able to set your budget. A minimum budget for 13 leads would sit at $663, okay? Whenever you do get a qualified lead, all they're going to do is draw off of your budget. Think of it like an escrow account. Just sit there, they'll draw $51 off the $663. You're going to have an individual account manager within our company that's going to be responsible for the performance of the ads. And if for any reason you need to have something challenged, like a lead that was not qualified or you rejected, then make sure that that never hits your budget, right? So you don't have to worry about those things. What we really want is for you just to focus on the phone calls and be able to make the money, right? So what you'd be looking at to get started today, it'd be one-time application fee for a Google Verified, it's $250. Then we could take over your hosting for your Google Business Profile at $249. Okay. We're also located here in California, so you can rest assured you're working with someone locally. We're in Orange County, in Fountain Valley. Okay. We've been here since 04.
Sounds great.
Okay.
I'm good with the sponsor that you're telling me about. That's not a problem. So how do I get started if you email me?
Application for sure. So as soon as I'm going to start setting up profile, right? But this is the way it works. We'll set you up for an onboarding call. That will take place tomorrow at your nearest convenience. It's going to be about 30 to 45 minutes. We're also going to give you the logins to your dashboard as soon as you finish setting up today. Through there, you'll be able to log in tonight, and you can grant us access to the business profile, things like that. As soon as we set up the account, we automatically send you the application. That way, tomorrow on the onboarding, we can help you work on that, and then we'll get it submitted. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So give me 1 second. I got to get this profile put together.
Okay. Besides that, do you guys also do SEOs?
Yeah, SEO, search engine optimization, right? So that's going to be your local maps listings. So SEO is going to be helped out with social media marketing. I already put it inside of SC49, no additional cost. We're going to also do the SEO with the website. That's going to be for the local maps, as well as your Apple Maps, Google, and Bing. So your SEO is already included.
And how often do you guys do SEOs?
SEO is every single day. So every day that you are with us, we are taking the steps that are needed for the algorithm on Google to ensure that you never rotate, right? So search engine optimization, those are the things that take 80 to 100 hours for a single employee, you know what I mean, every single week. Those are the little tasks that got to be done, and that's what we're doing. Now, it's the Google Verified. Go ahead.
So you guys do optimization, article creation, backlinks, and
that's right.
You register us on 600 or so
directories. They're all the directories? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All your directory submissions go live within the first 5 to 7 days. Your social media will be within the first 7 to 14.
Because right now where you called us, we're number one on our city, air conditioning Northridge. We're number one. And yeah, I don't want to fall. I just want to maintain what we've worked hard from
day. Oh no, I can tell you right now, you're not gonna. Yeah, you won't fall off at all. The Google Verified companies, those are the companies that stay up there. Once you get this extra badge added to your profile, you never have to worry about rotating again. I mean, that's just the honest truth, because Google Verified companies are always the top recommended.
Okay. Yeah.
That's one of the added advantages.
Yeah, either way, because everything's, you know, about it 100 times more than I do, but so I just want to lead me the way to maintaining what we have, and I'll go with your stories. That's cool. Get started on that. Because I just don't have any, for the past couple of months, we cut ties with the original company that we started with in 1995, and for several reasons. And then we tried GoDaddy.com, but every time you call them, there's a different person. So you can't, like, you need to stick to the same people all the time, and you know who you're talking to and what work you're progressing at. And instead of, like, somebody just collecting money, it's a different voice every time.
Yeah, that's tough.
They're really business minded at GoDaddy. So more than trying to help the customer, they're more like shooting for collecting money.
For sure. And I mean, here's the thing. What I'm going to do with the website, we'll go ahead and we can do the hosting for you at no additional charge. That'll be included at the $249. Now, what we're going to do there is we're also going to give you access to the website through your dashboard. So obviously we're your white glove service. If you need anything updated, you just let us know. Hey, update this for me. You can either submit that through the dashboard, call us directly, right, which your individual account manager will introduce themselves within 3 days. That's the person that's going to be your direct line of communication. Like you were talking about, you need to know somebody that you're always talking to. That's going to be that person for you, right? Usually it's Nikki or sometimes Evan, right? But most of the times, I mean, it is going to be Nikki in your area, so. It looks like, I mean, we're going to hit the nail on the head for you in every aspect. But I'll tell you what, give me a good email address for you, because I'm about to email you your proposal. So that way you can see the numbers in front of you, and then I'll go through the voice verification with you.
Okay, got it. Also, you know, we recently bought 5 pages of a website with GoDaddy, and then it's just like a typical website that they sell to everybody else. Is there, like, I'm sure it needs modifications to be better, like whatever it needs, videos, pictures, whatever we need to help the website rank better. Sometimes, you know, it tells you like it's 82% completed or 79%. I would like to get as close to 100% as possible, to whatever the highest rating is that you can
possibly rating is. I gotcha. Now here's the deal. So I'm going to shoot you straight. When it comes to the websites, if we're going to rebuild it with using the domain, it'll no longer go through GoDaddy, right? So if you want it to stay with GoDaddy, that's okay. Just wanted to make sure. So that way I'm completely transparent there, because our website team is going to be completely handling that for you. Now I'll make sure that they obviously are going to take a look at your website. They're not going to take it down until you approve what we have already put together for you, right? So we'll leave your website intact. Within 7 to 14, we'll present you with a shell of what your website's going to look like. If you want anything changed or updated, you let us know. And then once you say, there it is, it's perfect, we'll switch it out seamlessly. That way you never have a website down.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. So what's a good email address for you, Mike? I got your proposal put together.
Where's this coming from?
What was that?
Oh, are you going to email me something?
Yeah. I just need an email address for you.
Okay, got it. It's the way my spelled Jim, J-I-M, and then Del Rosario, D as in David, L Larry, and then Rosario, R-S-A-R-I-O. @yahoo.com.
So it's Mike Del Rosario @yahoo.com?
Yeah, Jim, J-I-M, then Del Rosario, oh. D as in David,
yeah,
E as in Edward, Rosario, R-O-S-A-R-I-O, @yahoo.com.
Yeah. One sec, that'll be coming right over for you. You said Jim, right? G-E-M?
No, J as in John.
Oh, J. Okay.
I as in Ivy, M as in Mary.
Gotcha. Okay. Now it just went out to you. It'll be coming from David Gonzalez, and it'll say Google Verified.
David Gonzalez?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, I broke it down into three sections for you. Okay, so you'll see your initials, your initial setup there. We waived that base product setup fee, then you have your application fee. So the way you come in today is at $499, and your monthly recurring rate would be $249. Okay, that's going to include your SEO, your directory submissions, local programming, basically everything to make sure you don't rotate off that front page for local maps. Now, once our Google
verifies.
What was that?
How often do you do SEOs?
Our team is working on the SEO for you guys every day. So Monday through Friday, they're working SEO algorithms for you.
Everything looks fine to me. What's the total cost of this?
Right now you'd be looking at $499, and then it's $249 a month after that.
$249 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started with the voice verification. Basically, I'll walk you through this one. It takes about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. Basically, I just want you to have a firm understanding before I even get the billing info, okay? Now, if you have any questions, just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you. Sound good? So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dino's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay. Now please state the name. Oh, I'm sorry. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jim Del Rosario, President.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Excuse me?
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing in this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Okay, now, Jim, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Okay.
I'm going to text you out our 877 number right now. That's 24/7 customer service. Right on the side, you're going to see the extension with my name. The extension brings you right into my office. I'm the director here in this area, so I want you to have direct line communication with me, okay?
Okay, perfect. This is a landline, so I don't receive
text. Oh, so you can't receive the text. Gotcha. I can email it to you.
My cell number. You can email it to me, or also I can give you my cell phone number.
That's going to work perfectly. Okay, what's the cell phone number for you?
818-621-2895.
You'll take that one in here, and then it'll go right over via text message to that phone. And then on the bottom of the email, too, completely forgot, right? But on the bottom of the email, you'll see on my signature, it'll have that customer service number as well as my extension. I just like to text it out. That way you guys already have it on your phone.
Got it. Hey, David.
Yes, sorry.
So when I call you guys and like a request for possibly more, a heavier budget for the sponsored listing. Do I talk to you? Like any changes, SEOs, sponsored listing?
Yeah, you give me a call. So any increases that you want to make?
Do I give you a call, or one of your employees will take my account? Like focus on it. Like is this just one person? Like my question.
Absolutely.
What I'm trying to get a hold is like, who do I ask for regarding my account?
Gotcha. So here's how it's going to work. Yeah. So today, right after we sign up, you're going to be assigned. And as soon as your payment goes through, you get assigned the individual account manager. I'll let you know who that person is. Okay. Now they'll introduce themselves within the next 48 hours. They'll give you a call and say, hey, we're your account manager. You know, so they're going to be your direct line of communication for anything you need. Right. Now, if you're wanting to update the budget, you want to, you know, add some more money in there. I'm also your direct line of communication. So it'll be me, your account manager. You give me a call. Hey, Dave, I want to go ahead and put some more money on. Or you can just send me a text message where I text you to. So anytime you text me, it comes right to my dashboard, and I get an alert.
And, David, it's also if I want to buy domains, do I call GoDaddy or do I call you?
If you want to buy a domain, yeah, that would go to GoDaddy. Now, if you're wanting an extra domain, we can buy it on your behalf. You get those, it's $99 once it's all put together. I mean, then you're more than welcome. If you'd like to purchase it on your own, we'll sell it back, right? No big deal. But if you'd like, I mean, if you're wanting to purchase a new domain, I'll say go through GoDaddy. That way it's yours. You bring it over to us. We'll go ahead and put everything together for you. All you need is a domain name, right? Now, if you don't want to go through that, you just let me know, hey, we want to set up a new website. We can do the hosting setup for you, and that'll include a domain.
Okay, got it. And then, correct. I just got a new website from GoDaddy, but, you know, it's just like run-of-the-mill website, just like what everybody has, 5 pages or whatever. And the person you're going to assign to me, he or she could let me know what improvements I can have on my website, like more photos,
for sure.
Larger photos.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now, right? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So just contact us. Is that an A? Well, let me try it out. Okay. So yeah, and then you guys are replying. So that's one thing that we're going to do for you automatically. I just put a hi in there. Okay, please answer your question. Don't leave out any details as well, request. Okay, so you do have your AI chatbot in there. Okay, let's see what else we got here. What we're going to be able to also do is we're going to be able to have people book directly to your calendar. If you want payment links posted here, we can put payment links. So yeah, there's definitely a few things we're going to be able to do here on this website. Now, if you do want payments to go to the website, you don't get charged like any extra like processing fees or anything like that. We don't charge those fees, and we can still set that up for you.
Got it. Okay, then.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and continue here. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, what I'll do is provide you a security question on the account. You can ensure the call is coming from us and not another company. Okay, so you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. I can use the city I was born in.
Okay. And what would that be?
Manila.
Manila. Okay. Thriller in Manila. Alabas City. Okay.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include your Google Verified application, proof of insurance, and a business license. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days? Jim?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I'll read that out for you again, okay? So, as a part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. That's going to be the business license, proof of insurance, or your Google Verified application. We kindly ask that it be submitted within the first 7 days, because failure to provide the documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for initial term and account setup would be charged today on April 8th, 2026, the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the eighth day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, Jim, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee would apply. I'm going to go ahead and go over that with you now. So basically, once you set up, if you decided to leave us for any reason, like before your next payment, your early termination fee would be $385. After your second payment, the early termination fee goes down to only $195, and on your 90th day, there's nothing at all. Fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you would just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. We do ask that you keep in mind Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I got you down at 7303 Broadway. That's Lemon Grove, California, 91945.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I sure can. Let me go ahead and get back into that one. I have you down at 7303 Broadway, Lemon Grove, California, 91945.
That's not our address.
Okay. One second. Let me go ahead and get this one updated. Now, what is the business address?
It's 8818 Boulevard, Northridge, California, 91324.
Okay. You said 8818, and what was the boulevard?
Reseda. Reseda. R-E.
Reseda.
S-E-D-A.
Yeah. And is this the same address as billing for the account?
Yeah.
Northridge. Okay, and what was that zip code?
91324. Sorry, the zip code
is 91324. 324. Let me update you here. Okay. So the next thing you're going to get is, you have that cell phone with you handy?
Yes.
Okay. So the next thing you're going to get is some of your login credentials for your dashboard. Now let me go ahead. Okay, so it looks like the username is going to be your phone number with no spaces or dashes, and then right now in that text message, you'll be able to see your password. There it goes. Now you're going to want to download that dashboard. Do you have an Apple or Android phone?
Android.
Okay, so you can go to your Play Store or your App Store, and on that one, you can search for Local Splash, or right there on the text message, it'll have a link. You can just use that link. It'll take you right over. While you're getting that one taken care of, I'm going to go ahead and see what we have available for onboarding tomorrow.
On the which app store? Because I click on the store, it's not on there.
You typed in Local Splash, you should have a L and an S, like a blue and a red. Or did you get the text message already? It's even easier if you just click on the link.
Yeah, I got it.
So it looks okay. There you go. Oh, that's a YouTube link, right? So it'll show you a tutorial. Above it, it'll be an address that'll take you right to the actual dashboard that you can log in.
Do I hit subscribe or learn more?
I don't know exactly where you're at. That's the first time someone's asking that question. So what does it show on your screen?
It's an advertising of an air conditioning company. It says, like, it's called Friends and Family.
Yeah. No, okay. So here we go. Here's what I need you to do. Go back to your text messages, the text message that I sent you.
Correct.
Okay, let me pull it up so I'll read it out to you. Now, you see where it says log in to access your dashboard, https://my.localsplash.com?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the address you're going to want to use up top, that my.localsplash.com.
When I click on it, like a phone number comes up.
619-697-8585?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so that's your phone number. Right, the number that we're on right now. So that's going to be your login, your username, and then the password.
My username is my phone number, right?
Yeah, no dashes, no spaces.
Okay, got it. What's the password?
It's SEM, search, all lowercase, no spaces. And that's Sally Elephant Mary, and then search.
Okay, SEM search, what is it?
Yeah, that's the password, just SEM search. No spaces, no dashes, just SEM search, all lowercase. And then log in. It should say your subscription is not active right now. That's the first prompt you should get.
It says user's name. It says user's name or password not valid.
Okay, so as username, SEM? Yeah, SEM.
Okay, SEM, and then search?
Search. SEM search.
It doesn't go through.
Okay. For the username, you put in 619-697-8585, right? No spaces, no dashes?
No, I was using my cell phone. What number were you saying?
619-697-8585.
619-697-8585.
85. 85. That's right. And then
SEM? Search?
Search. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got in.
That's it. Okay. So it looks like the times I have available for tomorrow is going to be 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., 10:30 a.m., 1 p.m., and 1:30. Which one works for you?
Can we do 1 p.m.?
You sure can. Put this one down. Now, what I want you to do there is if you can go ahead and check the spelling on your name for me, make sure I got that correctly. And then you can go ahead and if you'd like, you can either go ahead and go to billing and you can put your card info in there. Or you can just give me the card info and I'll do that for you. It's up to you.
Do I click here?
Do you what? I'm sorry?
Which is click here? Do I put down the click here? And then confirm signature?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this because I'm not like computer literate. So, is it possible, my secretary is really good at this, is it possible we can continue tomorrow and have her?
Yeah, for sure. So your secretary can definitely be on that onboarding call with us. That's not a problem. Just give me 1 second. I want to list her as an authorized user so that way we can walk her through the steps and obviously anything you guys are needing, you know, she'll also know the account manager and we can get that taken care of for you.
Yeah, she's really high tech. Like she can manipulate, she can make changes on her website, take photos out, put photos in, and she does everything.
Right? Yeah, everything. She handles all that part for you, so that's a good thing. So yeah, so that's definitely we'll want to list her here and have her on the line tomorrow for that onboarding.
Her name is Samantha. Her name is Samantha German. If we can continue this at 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Yeah,
and I'll give you my credit card. Is that fine?
Yeah, for sure. So that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm just scheduling that onboarding call for you real quick. I'm sending you that email. It's going to go right over to your calendar.
Okay, so if we can continue this tomorrow, what's a good number for me to, just in case?
Yeah, they just took our 1 p.m. Appointment. So are you available at 1:30?
1:30 is fine.
Okay.
Everything's a green light. I'm just like computer dumb. So, what's your phone number?
877.
877.
Yeah, 6325. 6225.
You say 6-3-5.
No, it's 1-877 and then 635-6225.
6225?
That's right.
Got it. 877-6225.
That's right. And then my extension, yeah, my name is David, but you're going to need my extension to bring you right into my office, right? But here's the deal. So for tomorrow at 1:30, I scheduled you, right? So the onboarding agent will call you. It's maybe about 1:35, you know, it just depends because they're doing the onboardings one right after another throughout the day, right? So mm-hmm. We got you down for that one. I mean, basically the last thing we do here, I mean, we can process the payment and then tomorrow we'll have you and your secretary on the line. We get you all on board.
Yeah, she left a little early today, but yes, she'll handle everything with you.
No, that'll work. But as far as the billing information, the payment, in order for like the onboarding to take place, you've got to kind of process that payment and then the onboarding call will happen.
Yeah, she'll give you a credit card tomorrow if that's fine with you.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
I mean, 1 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. I've been with her for like over 25 years.
Okay. No, I hear you, Tim. But I mean, are you sure you don't want to just kind of wrap it up? I mean, we're done here, right? For today, the last thing we need is just the payment, and then we can onboard, right? So tomorrow at 1:30, if I call you, and then we process payment. Yeah,
No, I just it's good. I feel better if we do it tomorrow, because this way she can just figure out everything is. You told us $4.99, right?
Yeah, that's $250 one time payment, and then the $249 is the reoccurring. So yeah, that's right. It's a total of $499.
I just want to make sure she it's, for her it's a good thing, so she doesn't yell at me and stuff. But I'm like 99%, it's gonna be fine. But I feel better if she's been a part of me for like over 25 years. So it's just better if she just everything goes through her, because I do the air conditioning part of it. She does all the marketing and the accounting here and the whole nine yards.
Okay. Well, that's fine, Jim. That's not a problem. Just don't be alarmed. I do have to cancel the onboarding because I can't schedule an onboarding unless I have an active client, right? So, but what I can do is I will call you tomorrow at 1:30 so that way we can continue the account setup with your secretary.
Okay. Got it.
Is that fair?
Very good.
Okay. I just didn't want you to be alarmed when you see that it was canceled. You'd be like, what? David just kind of, no, it's not the case. We just can't schedule it unless we have. So no worries. But yeah, then I'll go ahead and get to you tomorrow at 1:30. But let me listen here. Do you want me to call the cell phone? Do you want me to call the office phone, or do you want me to call her directly?
You can call the office phone.
Okay.
Either or, you can call my cell phone too. It's fine.
Okay. And what was her name, you said?
Her name is Samantha German.
Okay. Just going to put it here so that way I can address it properly.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm just placing it here on the account. Okay. Now, would you rather take care of this in the morning or in the afternoon?
We get really busy in the morning. I'd like to take care of it like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Gotcha. Okay. So let me put you down, and I'll give you guys a call tomorrow at 1 p.m. If you have any questions, feel free. You can shoot me a text, okay. Reply to my email, whatever you need.
You got it. All right.
All right. We appreciate it, Jim. Have a good evening.
Same here. Thank you. Bye-bye.